from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's head back to the phones right now. And joining us now, the starting defensive back, starting corner for your New England Patriots, Jonathan Jones joins the show, as he does every week here on this Patriots Monday on a Tuesday. Jonathan, how you doing?
How's it going? Doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Nice to talk with you again here as we get ready for week one on Sunday. The Cincinnati Bengals, a team that has a lot of offensive firepower. So far, the game plan for this team, we talked about this with you a little bit last week, about who's getting who and who wants to cover which guy on that team. Knowing that they have a big, high-powered offensive passing attack, for you guys in the secondary, what's that sort of mean? What's that sort of mean going into the game plan?
Well, it's a big challenge, you know, to come out week one and face this offense. They're a good opponent from the quarterback to the receivers, brought in a new running back. I think, you know, for the secondary standpoint, it's going to be a good challenge. They got, you know, two top guys and another guy in the third spot that can get open, physical receivers. I just think it's going to be a good matchup. And, you know, our job is going to be to limit plays, you know, and try to get them to continue to drive the ball down the field and get some turnovers.
I kind of know the answer to this question before I ask it, but I feel like I should ask it because it's part of the story of the week. Ja'Marr Chase is in a weird situation for them. He's with the team, but I guess he's day-to-day, may or may not play. Obviously, I think it makes your job easier as a defense if he doesn't play, but what's the approach to this Ja'Marr Chase situation for the Bengals?
I think you prepare for the worst situation, and that's him playing. So, I mean, you go into the week just expecting him to play, you know, and they have, you know, what they have to deal out and pan out. But for us, you know, we plan this for him to be there. Also, I mean, at the same time, you look at the guys who are behind him if he doesn't play and prepare for those guys as well. So I think just being as prepared as you can. But at the end of the day, we're gonna go out like he's going to be out there.
When you talk to fans about this team and when we get callers, Jonathan, they all sort of assume that the defense, because of, you know, the continuity that you guys are experiencing with a lot of your guys getting re-signed and sort of sticking around here, people are assuming it's going to be just like the Belichick defense. Can you, without, you know, giving away too much here, differences between the Gerard Mayo defense and a Bill Belichick-run defense, what's sort of some new things you've had to adjust to with this new regime?
Well, I think just the biggest thing is it's a new defensive coordinator. You know, we felt this before, you know, with turnover at defensive coordinator. So it's not, you know, it's not big. It's not new news for us on defense. And at the end of the day, each year is different. You got to see how this defense, you know, what plays, what style of defense works well for us. Is it, you know, getting good pass rush up front and, you know, being able to play cover one or, you know, stopping the run, you know, or being able to sit in cover two, just different approaches. You know, I think that's what's going to come down to defense is figuring out, you know, what we do best as a defense, you know, with the pieces that we have and going out there, you know, week in and week out.
I know not every leader needs to be a captain and not every captain maybe is a great leader. But I'm wondering, when you sit down, because Coach Mayo made it quite clear that captains were voted on this year and he felt that was important for teammates to pick their captains. When you sit down to vote, what do you look for in guys' names you're going to write on that piece of paper?
Just very vocal guys. You know, I think, you know, when it comes to football, there's always two sets of guys. There's guys who just show up and do it, and then there's guys who need to be kind of brought along and given a pep talk. And so just finding guys who can connect with a lot of guys. I always, you know, always vote for Wise because every day he's in there, he talks to everybody. I mean, he'll talk to a wall and talk back. but just having guys like that, because a lot of things aren't even just, you know, football. You know, it's a long season and you get guys – who just look for people they can lean on when it's good, when it's bad. You're kind of picking your leaders for the season, you know, not just whether it's a good season. You know, it's both ways.
Have you ever had a bad captain at any level? And, you know, I don't necessarily need a name, but have you ever had a guy that you're like, wait a minute, how the hell did he get captaincy?
I've had a few people come campaign for a captaincy. I think people just wrote down their name because they were running around the locker room asking for it. But yeah, I wouldn't say just bad. I know a few guys have campaigned for a captainship. So
is that Kendrick Bourne? Kendrick Bourne's been kind of campaigning all offseason to be a captain. I'll take that as a yes.
If he did, it didn't work for him. I didn't see any campaign flies for him. So.
All right, not to beat the captain conversation to death here, but when I saw the announcement, I was expecting you to be one of the captains, Jonathan. Were you expecting to be one? Were you disappointed to not be the voted one?
No, not really. I'm the opposite of what when I spoke on with Wise. Just I'm not the vocal guy in there. I think I'm the guy who shows up, goes to work, you know, does his job, and you know, I'm always there for the guys who ask questions, and if something needs to be said, I'll say it. And I think that's the approach I've always taken. And so no, it wasn't much of a surprise for me as a guy who really doesn't say much, who've always kind of been a lead by example type guy.
Speaking of talking, so there was a guy in this studio earlier today, Ty Law, who famously famously wanted to be a number one corner and guard the other team's number one and had that sort of classic mentality. I'm wondering, as this defense comes together early in a season, and this defense with a guy like you who's a veteran presence and has seen a lot of receivers, but a young guy like Christian Gonzalez, what's the chemistry in there? And is anybody asking, I want Ja'Marr Chase? Is Christian Gonzalez the kind of guy that's saying, I want Ja'Marr Chase? Does he have a little Ty Law in him?
Oh, definitely. You know, he has that persona where, you know, he wants people to try him. You know, I think he wants to defend his name, defend, you know, his draft spot. He has that aura about him that, you know, he wants to prove people, you know, right. I wouldn't say wrong. He wants to prove people right, you know, in who he is. And so he definitely has that mentality. I wouldn't say he talks as much, but he definitely has that mentality.
Last year, Jonathan, obviously the offense really struggled. The defense was the strength of the team, and you guys were on the field an awful lot. Was there ever any point in that season where you guys as a defensive unit were kind of like, hey, you guys on the offense want to give us a break here? Like, is that something that, you know, you were able to kind of negotiate through the course of the season? Did it weigh on you over time? Like, how'd you deal with that?
Oh, man, I'd be lying if I said it didn't. You know, that's a game of football. You know, you got to compliment each other. And when you're not, it's hard to go out there, you know, week in and week out, whether it's one side, you know, they're putting up, you know, 30 points and we're losing, or if, you know, they're not scoring points, you know, and we're losing games. It's just, it's inevitable for you to look across the other side of the ball and say, hey, you know, whether it's in an encouraging manner, you know, at first it's like, hey, you know, pick it up. You know, we need you guys. Till at some point, you know, it just gets to weigh you down, but you know, that's inevitable.
Do you feel hope inside the walls of Gillette Stadium? Because we were actually having a conversation earlier as we take calls and texts and tweets. We're not sure how much hope we're getting from the fan base heading into a new season. But do you feel hope inside the walls of your workplace?
Oh, definitely. You know, I feel there's a solid group of guys who are just ready to go out and perform. And I think that's the key, is just having a team, you know, and proving that. You can talk all day long, but, you know, our jobs are won on Sundays. And so, you know, coming together as a group, I definitely feel the energy in the building of we know we have a good team and we're ready to go out there and compete.
All right. One player this year that is going to surprise people. If you can name any guy in that locker room that you think is going to really surprise fans and people like us alike, who's it going to be?
Oh, man, I would have to go with my guy Ox on the at DN stepping up. I think it's going to be a big year for him. It's going to be a big year for him, and I'm excited to see him get out there and work.
I don't want to put you on the spot. You called him Ox. Do you know how to say his first and last name?
No, I just
want to know, because sometimes we go to nicknames. It's like I was watching the game BC against Florida State last night. DJ, no idea how to say his last name, the quarterback for the Seminoles. So I just call him DJ all show long. So sometimes we take the easy way out. This is not going to be an easy question for you, but I hope you play along. Earlier, we had a fan question of the week that asked Jacoby Brissett the best receivers he's played with.
Yes.
Now I want to ask you, Jonathan Jones, who are the best receivers you've ever gone against?
Best receivers. I hate to be a New England guy, but just I mean, there's a lot of talent, but I think for me as a defensive back, it's not the catches that you worry about. It's the guys who come out, they block every day. And like the guys like Julian Edelman are just a prick, you know, at practice. It could be a run play and he's acting like, you know, he's the main target for a reception. And so guys like that, St. Brown just got paid in the Lions. He's one of those type guys. He's a gritty guy. Jordan Jefferson, you know, he's a guy that can do a lot. So, I mean, we've had our share run of receivers that we're going up against.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Jonathan Jones, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to talking with you all season, and very good luck to you on Sunday.
Man, I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you.
All right, Mr. Jonathan Thanks, Jones in the defensive backfield there for your New England Patriots will be out there trying to guard those Cincinnati Bengals in that high-powered offense. Godspeed. Godspeed to that defense.
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.